Good morning. Welcome to Freedom Church Online. Thank you so much for joining us today. Last week, we had an amazing drive-in service here at our church. Thank you so much for your giving, and thank you for giving to BGMC, Boys and Girls Missionary Challenge. You helped us give over $300 last week to BGMC. Unfortunately, the girls did beat the boys, but we had a great time. Next week is Mother's Day, so we will be having another drive-in service next Sunday, as long as the weather permits. Come and let's have a great time worshiping together on Mother's Day here at our drive-in service. Three services, again, at 9, 10, and 11. Make sure you sign up so we know we have the proper room. It's going to be a great time. So once again, thank you so much for joining us today. Let's join Pastor Ben as he leads us in worship. God bless you.
Worship you, God. Just listen to these words.
Just one word, you calm the storm that surrounds me.
Just one word.
Just one word, the darkness has to retreat. Just one touch, I feel the presence of heaven. Just one touch, my eyes are open to see. My heart can't help but believe. There's nothing that our God can't do. There's not a mountain that He can't move. Oh, praise the name that makes a way. There's nothing that our God can't do. Just one word, what's broken inside me.
Hallelujah.
Oh, just one word, and you revive every dream. Just one touch, I feel the power of heaven. Just one touch, my eyes were open to see. My heart can't help but believe. There's nothing that our God can't do. There's not a mountain that He can't move. Oh, praise the name that makes a way. There's nothing that our God can't do. Oh, there's nothing that our God can't do. There's not a prison wall He can't break.
To believe,
I will believe for greater things. There's no power like the power of Jesus. Let faith arise, let all agree. There's no power like the power of Jesus. I will believe,
come on,
for greater things. There's no power like the power of Jesus. Let faith arise, let all agree. There's no power like the power of Jesus. I will believe for greater things. There's no power like the power of Jesus. Let faith arise, let all agree. There's no power like His power. There's nothing that there's not a mountain that He can't move. Oh, praise the name that makes a way. There's nothing that our God can't do. Oh, there's nothing that our God can't do. There's not
can't do. There's not a mountain that he can't move. Oh, praise the name that makes a way. There's nothing that our God can't do. There's nothing that our God can't do. There's not a prison wall he can't break through. Oh, praise the name that makes a way. There's nothing that our God can't do. There's nothing that our God can't do. Amen. We believe that in our hearts today. We worship you, God. There's nothing you can't do.
into the world you created, trading your crown for a cross. You willingly died, your innocent life paid the cost. Counting your status as nothing, the King of all kings came to serve. Washing my feet, covering me with your love. If more of you means less of me, take everything. Yes, all of you is all I need, take everything.
All of you is all I need. Take it. Father, we pray. We pray, Lord, that you take everything. Take all of us. Because that is what you desire, is all of us. Lord, you desire for us to deny ourselves and take up our cross and follow you. And that means wholeheartedly, God, that I know, Lord, that that doesn't mean half-heartedly or when we feel like it, God, but that is every day you ask us to deny ourselves and take up our cross. And so, Lord, we do that this morning, but we do that every single day because you are all that we need in this world. Lord, I pray for the rest of this service, and I ask, God, that you would bless it. I ask, Lord, that you would bless Pastor Larry as he comes and brings a word, but I also ask, Lord, that your presence would be made known to us wherever we're watching right now. We love you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Good morning, Freedom Church. I hope you all are doing very well, and I can tell you that we really, really do miss you. It's hard to believe that it's been several weeks now, but I am so excited to see you guys next week at our drive-in service. And I want to say also, thank you so much for your giving. Thank you so much for your faithfulness in your giving. In 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 12, it says this: "This service that you perform is not only supplying the needs of the Lord's people, but is also overflowing in many expressions of thanks to God." You see, when you give generously, you're not only supplying the needs of God's people and our missionaries around the world, but you're giving thanks to God for what he is doing in your life. And there's several different ways that you can give this morning. The first way is this. You can go to our website at www.freedomchurch.life. The second way you can give is you can download the Church Center app and connect to Freedom Church and give through that app. The third way you can give is this. You can text any amount and give to 84321. Again, that's 84321. You can text 84321 and give any amount. The fourth way that you can give is that simply you can drop off a check here at Freedom Church at 2801 Thomasville Road, Tallahassee, Florida, 32308. We love you, Freedom Church, very, very much. And we hope to see you next week. Pastor David?
Hey, y'all. What is happening out there in TV land? It is good to be here at church. And I'm supposed to talk about missions. And you know, Freedom Church is all about missions. You know why? It's because it's the heart of God. And God loves people, right? And there are a lot of people in the world. Billions and billions, right? I can't remember how many, like 300 billion? Some scientists can tell me. But there's a lot of people, and God loves every single one of them. And so we do too. When we accept Christ, we love people. We start loving people. And sometimes it's hard, but we love people because Jesus loves people. And so missions is at the heart of what we do at Freedom Church. And today we have a special guest. This special guest kind of grew up here. I'm just going to let her talk about that. But she is a missionary in Virginia with Chi Alpha. And you know her. You know Sam Peters. She got married here last year She has moved away, but she is back here today, and she is going to talk to you about what she's doing there in Chi Alpha. And I'm going to come back up, and I'll talk a little bit more about missions. But come on up, Sam, and tell us what's happening over there in Virginia.
Hey, Freedom Church. It's so great to be home. It's not as great without you here. But I know Drew and I are so excited to be here. I know there are so many familiar faces behind the screen because this is our home church. This is our sending church. As some of you know, and some of you might not, like Pastor David said, I work with the Assemblies of God as a Chi Alpha campus missionary on the campus of Virginia Tech in Blacksburg. So shout out to my VTXA friends because I know a couple of you might have tuned in. And it's such an honor and a joy to work there, but I wouldn't be able to work there and to serve there and minister there if it weren't for my Freedom Church family. 6 years I've considered this my home church, 4 years in full-time ministry, and you truly have loved me, discipled me, sewed into the ministry that I do prayerfully and financially, and I know my husband and I, Drew, are so grateful for that. And, you know, not only are you praying and uplifting me, but a team of almost 30 other missionaries in Blacksburg, Virginia, that I work with and are my coworkers and my family. And we truly are contending and working for the next great student awakening. You know, COVID-19 is pretty crazy right now, but we are believing on the other end of this, we are going to see revival, not just in our nation, in the United States, but we are going to see that just go forth into all nations. And we feel very passionate about being a part of that at Virginia Tech. And so, we believe it's going to start with college students, and we believe it's just going to go even further than that, because it's bigger than us, because it's about the kingdom of God, and it's about all people, like Pastor David said. So thank you so much. Just so honored to know you and to love you, be sent by you. Know that not only as you pray for me, but we are praying for you. We miss home so much. It's just been a really sweet treat to kind of sneak in during this time. But yeah, I just want to exhort you, Freedom Church. I really felt like the Lord stirring in my spirit to do that, that this is a church that loves missions. This is a church that loves people. And I really, during this time where you can't come to the physical church, that you are the church, and you're doing so much to sow into missions right now. You're doing so much to sow into this community. Don't lose sight of that. That truly you are so vital and so important, and God is doing something in your heart that he needs to do. So when we're on the other side of this, you see revival in your city. So know we're praying for that too. And just so grateful and so honored. So love you, and can't wait to be with you again.
All right, cool, Sam. Well, if you want to give to Sam's ministry, you can do that on our church website, just the same way as Pastor Marco was saying. But you can also text an amount to Sam. And how you do that is you would like put an amount and then the word Sam in a text, and then text it to 84321. So it'd be like $3,000 Sam, 84321. She liked that. Maybe 5,000, something like that. So that's a way to do it. Or you can go to the website. It's on our website. It's on the drop-down list there to give to Sam today. Also, we're doing drive-in church next week. Now, that was so fun last week. We weren't able to do it this week, but next Sunday, we have a drive-in church. And you can sign up at freedomchurch.life/signup for a particular time. We're doing 9, 10, and 11. So go out there and pick out your time. You can also text the word sign up to 850-386-4924. That is the church phone number. So you can text the church phone number, sign up, and you can sign up for a particular time. Also, this Wednesday night, today we were supposed to have Beth Moore of Project Rescue. Beth Grant, different person. Beth Grant is not Baptist. So she was supposed to be here this morning, and she was not able to because some kind of, I don't know, crazy pandemic that was going on. And so so we got a video from her that I got a sneak preview of last night that just kind of blew my mind. And so we're going to show that video on Wednesday night. So you do not want to miss that, because she has a special word for us, and she's going to talk a little bit about some things that were happening with Project Rescue during this time, and just what God is doing. And so you don't want to miss it. Just tune in at 6:45 on Wednesday night. Now, Pastor Larry, you got a word for us, right?
Amen. God bless you, David. Thank you. It's great to be here today. We're just glad you're tuning in and listening. And it's the miracle of the season. In an information age, we can communicate the best information there ever has been, the gospel of Jesus Christ. So I'm glad you're here today. I was hoping so bad. I was waiting, anticipating the governor's announcement to open things up, and then he didn't. really open things up. And I was hoping to have church next Sunday. And we're just going to do drive-in church. Not that that's below gathering. We'll gather in our cars so that we could protect each other in this season. And it won't be long we'll be able to gather together again. We're going to send out a survey in relationship to our gathering together. And I want you to make sure you fill out that survey and send it back to us, because it'll help us. It'll help us make the decisions we need to make in relationship to our gathering back together. So I would encourage you to fill out that survey. Also, what we're working and waiting on is for the numbers to begin to decrease in Leon County. Right now, they're still on the climb. Slowly, every day, they've been climbing. And we're waiting for those things to start to decrease, and then we can talk about gathering back together again, which is only a couple of weeks away. So I'm excited about that, but I'm also mindful that it's our job, our responsibility to protect the weak. And so that's kind of our high priority, is to protect the weak. So thank you for tuning in and understanding where we are and what's happening. And we can still grow in our faith as we apply the Word of God and pray and do the disciplines of faith. Today, in our study of Mark, we're at the death of John the Baptist. In Mark chapter 6, the death of John the Baptist. And I want to talk to you today about counting what counts. Counting what counts. A lot of times, we're in the business of counting things that really don't really matter a whole lot. And I see people get obsessed with things that are just temporary, that are not that important in the long scheme of eternity. Counting what counts. So I thought, in relationship to sports, there are some things we count in sports that are kind of like, really? You counted that? I don't understand, because in the end, it's really not all this stuff that matters. It's who won, who lost. Who won, who lost. But listen to this. Listen to some of the things people have calculated in relationship to sports. Listen, each baseball game has 12,386,344 possible plays. Each baseball game. Brett Favre's first completion as a Packer was to himself. Can you imagine that? The actual playing time, listen to this, the actual playing time of a Major League Baseball game is 9 minutes and 55 seconds. And the game lasts over 3 hours. Huh. I'm talking about from pitch to hit to play. And then they wait. There's more waiting in baseball than there is playing. And listen to this. It takes, you're not going to like this, 3,000 cows to supply the NFL with enough leather for a year's supply of footballs. Man alive. Listen, from a complete stop, a human is capable of outrunning a Formula One race car for 30 feet. I don't know if I could do it for 30 feet, but anyhow. The perfect inning, 9 pitches, 9 strikes, and 3 outs, has only been achieved 46 times. Boy, that'll change your life, huh? No, not really. Counting what counts. In Mark chapter 6, verse 14, it tells this. Now King Herod heard of him. He heard of Jesus. He was curious about Jesus, for his name had become well known. And he said, John the Baptist is risen from the dead, and therefore these powers are at work in him. Others said, it is Elijah. And others said, it is a prophet, or like one of the prophets. But when Herod heard him say, this is John whom I beheaded, he was raised from the dead, for Herod himself had sent and laid hold of John and bound him in prison for the sake of the Herodians and his brother Philip's wife, for he had married her. Because John had said to Herod, it is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife. Therefore, the Herodians held it against him and wanted him killed. That is John. They wanted him killed. And she could not take his life. Herod feared John, knowing that he was just a holy man, and he protected him. And when he heard of him, he did many things and heard him gladly. I could go on and read the rest of that, but it talks about how John the Baptist died. He died a terrible death. And it's interesting to me that Herod takes note of Jesus. The work of the disciples and the works of Jesus caused Herod to hear about Jesus. Herod began to take notice of Jesus. Listen to me. The world always makes wrong conclusions about Jesus. Because to see Jesus with who he is and what he is takes the revelation of the Holy Spirit. Jesus said it himself, no one comes unto the Father but by me, by the Holy Spirit working in his life. The Holy Spirit brings conviction. The Holy Spirit reveals who Jesus is. And without the Holy Spirit, Jesus is just a holy man. Without the Holy Spirit, Jesus is just another guru. He's just another teacher. But with the Holy Spirit, you begin to see who he is and what he is. Herod came to these conclusions and the people around. It's John the Baptist who has risen from... No, it wasn't. It's Elijah. No, it wasn't. He's a prophet. No. The world will always miss who Jesus is. Until they give way to the truth. I hope you've given way to the truth through the power of the Holy Spirit of who Jesus is. You see, Herod considered Jesus, but considering Jesus is not belief. Coming to faith in Jesus, coming to the place of believing in Christ, believing that he is more than a man, more than an angel, coming to the place of seeing him for how he came, why he came, how he died, and how he left this earth. He came by the Holy Spirit through a miraculous birth. He came to seek and save that which was lost. I'm grateful for that because I was lost, but now I'm found. He died. He died on a cross between two robbers. It has been said that there were three robbers who died on Calvary that day. Two common thieves and one who would rob hell of sinners. And I'm thankful that he robbed hell for me. For me. He took me. He rescued me out of the destiny of hell through his sacrifice. They laid him in an empty tomb and it was empty. And he left it empty except for his grave clothes. Aren't you happy? Aren't you grateful for that? Hallelujah! Glory to God! He left, ascending into heaven, and the angel said, he's coming back the way he came. Hallelujah! He's not an ordinary man. He's not an ordinary prophet. He is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. He's the resurrected one who's coming back again. The Holy Spirit... The Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, must do his work if we're going to see Jesus for who he is. The Spirit of truth has got to reveal the truth. The Spirit of truth has got to bring conviction on my heart so I see my need of a Savior. The revelation of Jesus as that Savior. That's what the Holy Spirit comes to do. It happened with Peter. Peter in Matthew 16, you know the story. I'm just going to read it here real quick. When Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, who do people say the Son of Man is? They replied, well, some say John the Baptist. Well, that rumor must have been circulating quite a bit. Some say Elijah. Oh, there it is again. And still others, Jeremiah or one of the prophets. And there it is again. And Jesus says, but what about you? Who do you say that I am? and Simon Peter, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. And Jesus replied, blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but by my Father in heaven. For I tell you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not overcome it. Notice what Jesus says. Peter, you didn't come to this conclusion on your own. This happened through the work of a Father, through the work of the Spirit. You had a divine revelation of what was going on. Praise God. I hope you've had that revelation. I hope you know what it is to have the Holy Spirit come upon you and convict you of your sin and show you your Savior, Jesus. You can have that today. I'm going to encourage you can have that today. You see, John died a terrible death. And here's the truth. What marks a person is not the way they leave this world. It's who they believe in. How they respond to the truth in Jesus. How you leave this world really doesn't matter. Because with faith, you know eternity never ends with him. If you've confessed your sins and believed on your heart that God hath raised him from the dead, the scripture says you shall be saved. Hallelujah. Jesus honored John the Baptist like no other person. I mean, it was John who honored Jesus. Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. John said this, he must increase and I must decrease. Here's the truth. The world has not always received men of faith well. Hebrews chapter 11, the Hall of Fame of Faith says this, women received back their dead, raised to life again. They were others who were tortured, refusing to be released so that they might gain even a better resurrection. Some faced jeers and floggings and even chains and imprisonment. They were put to death by stonings. They were sawed in two. They were killed by the sword. They went about in sheepskins and goatskins and destitute and persecuted and mistreated. The world was not worthy of them. They wandered in deserts and mountains, living in caves and in holes in the ground. Listen to me. What really counts is not how you go out of this world. It's what you've believed in while you're here. I hope you believe in Jesus. Jesus would die a worse death than John. On the cross, he lived the truth and proclaimed the truth. It is not the cross. The cross is not the end point of Jesus' life. It was the door. It was the door to his glorification. It was the door to his exaltation. It was the door of him becoming a mediator of a new covenant, which you and I have the blessed promise to be in. Hallelujah. It was the door for him to come back again. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I can sense he's about to come. The Bible says this, when you see all these things come to pass, look up. Your redemption draweth nigh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You see, for John, in the end, he was honored to receive from Jesus. Listen to what Jesus said about him in Matthew 11:11. Truly I tell you, amongst those born of women, there has not risen anyone greater than John the Baptist. Yet whoever is the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. Wow. The least in the kingdom is greater than him. Praise God. Can't you just hear? When the Father receives John, when John arrives in heaven, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Can I tell you? Learn to count what heaven counts. You know, it's not how you leave this world that counts, but it's to hear his voice. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Oh, man. After all it's said and done, I want to hear those words. Well done, a faithful servant. Well done, faithful servant. This morning I came into the office and turned a little music on and began to worship, and then I went to my the kitchen to make a little oatmeal, and I was thinking, I was in the office, worship is happening. When I was in the kitchen, worship was happening in my office. I wasn't there, I couldn't hear it, but worship was happening in the office. I walked to the other end of the building, and as I got closer and closer, I could hear it going on. And as I heard it, I could begin to participate in it. Think about it. I was in the kitchen doing busy. I couldn't hear it, but it was still going on. It was still there. It was still, And I thought about heaven. Am I living with my ear toward heaven? Am I living in such a way that I rejoice over what heaven rejoices over? Can I hear what heaven rejoices over? Am I living close enough to hear the song of heaven? You see, there are some things that make heaven rejoice. Listen to it in Luke 10:20. However, do not rejoice that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. The Bible says this, that one person who repents, heaven celebrates. There's something powerful about heaven. The music, that the worship that's going on in heaven, I want to keep my ear toward. In Luke 15, Jesus tells a parable. Listen to this. Suppose a woman has 10 silver coins and loses one. That silver coin represented a day's wage. I think over the past week, some of you have lost some wages. And you feel the pain of that. You can imagine how she must have felt. Doesn't she, listen to what he goes on to, doesn't she light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? And when she finds it, she calls her friends and her neighbors together. Rejoice with me, I have found my lost coin. In verse 10, Jesus says this, in the same way I tell you, there is rejoicing in the presence of angels of God over one sinner who repents. Now, listen. The religious leaders were murmuring at the very things that made heaven rejoice. They were complaining about all the sinners around Jesus. They were complaining about the people he was touching. They were murmuring. Listen, heaven was rejoicing over what Jesus was blessing. And the religious leaders couldn't stand it. I don't know, but I know this. Heaven is rejoicing over you. If you've given your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, heaven is rejoicing over you. Hallelujah! If you haven't, you ought to give your heart to the Lord. You ought to let the work of the Holy Spirit happen inside of you. Come to that place of faith where that Jesus is more than a man. He's more than a great teacher. He's more than a miracle worker. He came to save you, to rescue you from hell, to give you an eternity with him, all of eternity with him. Don't miss this moment, this season where God is at work. You see, heaven rejoices over those who repent. I thank God one day I repented, and heaven has been rejoicing over my life lived in faith. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but that is astounding joy. Astounding joy. It just does something inside of me to celebrate his goodness over my, his mercy over, his grace over my life. Beautiful. Beautiful. I ran across the story of David going to get the presence of God, the Ark of the Covenant. And then this song of praise comes up out of it. I want to read it to you in 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 25. We'll begin there. For great is the Lord and worthy of praise, for he is feared above all gods. Verse 26, for all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and joy are in his dwelling place. Ascribe to the Lord, all you families of the nations, ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Verse 29, ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. The world is firmly established. It cannot be moved. Let the heavens rejoice. Do you hear that? They're rejoicing. They're singing in it. Let the heavens rejoice. Let the earth be glad. And let them say among the nation, the Lord reigns. Hallelujah. Let the sea resound and all that is in it. Let the fields be jubilant and everything in them. Let the trees of the forest sing. Let them sing for joy before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Cry out, save us, God our Savior. Gather us and deliver us from the nations, that we may give thanks to your holy name and glory in your praise. Verse 36, praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. And then all the people said, amen. Can you say that in your living room today or wherever you are? And let the people say, amen. Praise the Lord. Can you hear heaven rejoicing over you? Can you hear heaven rejoicing? I think we ought to start counting what heaven counts. He counts us being saved. He counts those who have lost being found. God pays attention to our faithfulness. And in the midst of our faithfulness, he makes us fruitful for his kingdom. I don't know about you, but when we all get to heaven, there's going to be a song to sing. I want to live close to that song. I want my ear close to the worship of heaven. I want to get excited about what heaven gets excited about. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy and your grace toward us. Listen, if you don't know the Lord today, I want to encourage you. Today is a good day to allow the work of the Holy Spirit to repent of your sin and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ today. He is a good Savior. Can you make heaven rejoice today by giving your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ? He came to seek and save that which is lost. And in the process of saving the lost, heaven rejoices because of the work of Jesus. He rejoices over us, you. And I pray today you know him. You can celebrate with heaven the redemption that he brought. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you. I thank you for the work of your grace in my heart, in our lives together as the body of Christ. Thank you, Lord God, that one day we repented and heaven rejoiced. Thank you, Lord, that we can, all the days of our lives, celebrate what heaven celebrates over. God, help us to be a faithful witness. Help us to carry our cross, to follow you in faithfulness, so that we can bring glory and honor to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. God, bless your church. Help us to live with an ear toward heaven. God, draw us by your Holy Spirit. Help us. God, I pray for those who have given their heart to the Lord Jesus Christ right now. I just pray, God, you just draw them let them know the hand, the favor of God on their lives right now. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Listen, in a few moments, if you've given your heart to the Lord today, you'll be instructed to send an email, and we want to send you something just to help you in the journey of faith you've begun today. Thank you for tuning in today to Freedom Church. I hope you found a blessing. I hope you understand heaven rejoices over you. It's an astounding joy in my heart. May you know that joy. Thank you. God bless you. Live in the Spirit, grow in truth, and love one another boldly.